Okay, today we're going to do Gittin Daf Zayin once again. We're learning this together. This is after school time, so I don't have to prepare for this. So whatever I don't get, hopefully you'll help me along in getting through this Gemara. We are holding three lines from the top of Daf Zayin, says the Gemara. So remember what we were discussing at the end of the last Daf was a little bit of a gadita about how a person should become and shouldn't create a hostile environment in the house. In fact, I would put that as one of the main points on Vavan Beis. I forgot to do main points as we're going through this, but not to create a hostile environment in the home is a very, very critical thing. And the Gemara goes along those lines, now continuing along those lines, three lines from the top. Person should not create a hostile environment in his house. Because there was a great man who had this attitude of ruling with an iron fist in his home. And they fed him a dover gadol. Over here, gadol would mean like something bigly bad, you know, something that's big, bad, big in a bad way, or bad in a big way, whatever it is. A dover gadol b'soch beso. So they chilu dover gadol. So ummanu, who was this guy that was matalei miser? Was Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Hechiluhu salkadaitach? What do you mean? They fed him something that was mamish treif, something like chazir, something like basar b'chalav? How could that be? Hashta behemton shel tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala al yadam. Tzadikim atzma lo kol shekein. We know even an animal of tzadikim, Hashem will not allow them to something bad, something non-kosher, to enter their mouths. Kal v'chomer, or something stolen, or whatever it is, to enter their mouths. Kal v'chomer, tzadikim themselves. That's an important phrase. You have it a few places in Shas. Hashta behemton shel tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala al yadam. Tzadikim atzma lo kol shekein. If even the behem of a tzaddik, they will not be, Hashem will never allow it to happen, that they'll eat a dvar iser, so for sure the tzaddik himself, so how could you assume that this great man, hechiluhu, that they fed him something that was not kosher? So says the Gemara, no, ela bikshu la'achilo davar gadol. No, no, it means that they tried, that he came this close to eating something very yasser. Umayni, who, what was the something very yasser? Ever menachai. Apparently it was Aver Menachai. Says Rashi, Shenevad mehem Aver Menashchuta, umnei maso chatchu avod of Aver Menachai, ve'eviyu tachta v'shlo yavin. Unbelievable maisa, says Rashi. He ruled his house with such an iron fist, and this isn't even talking about how he interacted with his family. It's talking about how he interacted with his avadim, with the help in the house. Because he ruled his house with such an iron fist, and Nebuch, the housekeeper, lost an aver of an animal, lost a side of beef that he was saving for dinner, so she was so afraid of what his reaction would be when she was going to tell him that she lost the side of beef. She went and cut off a side of beef from a live animal and said, oh, here it is, I have the side of beef, and came this close to eating it because that was the kind of relationship that he had with the help in the house, that he had with the avadim in the house. It shouldn't be one of being matil, ema. Very important Gemara in terms of relationship with employees and relationship with house help. It's sometimes we think that if we're meaner, then we're going to rule a tighter ship, and things are going to be more kedasu kedin. We don't realizing that sometimes we're going to end up compromising the halacha when we try to run a tighter ship. Okay, this is a major sugya, by the way. This whole idea of eating a davar aser, and whether it's true that it doesn't mean that it would never happen that a tzaddik would do a davar aser. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos that you're not allowed to read la'or haner shema yata, lest you come to tilt the ner and then it's going to be mechabe, it's going to extinguish the fire. And the Gemara says, I think it was Rabba, that Rabbi was reading the Aron Er, he said that because it's not going to happen to me, I'll never tilt the Aron Er. Sure enough, he tilts the Aron Er and he knocks out the flame. So what about that? Isn't that a Dvar Takala? So that's what the Rishonim already say, the Balei HaTosfos say, that it's only about Machalos Asuros, about eating things that are Aser. Because when you eat something that's Aser, it's not only that you did an Avera, but it's there's a concept called Timtum Alev. It's almost like the Iser becomes a part of you. So just like Behemton Shel Tzadikim, Hashem will not allow something that shouldn't enter their mouth to enter their mouth, so too the tzaddik himself, all the more so, something that shouldn't enter his mouth will never be allowed to enter his mouth. Says Gemara, Shalach Le, we're about 10 lines into the page. First word on the line is Nihu, Zayin Amar Aleph. Shalach Le Marukva L'Rabbi Lazar. Marukva sent the message to Rabbi Lazar. B'nei Adam Ha'omdin Alai, U'biyadi L'masrum L'malchus Mahu. I have people who are doing all sorts of hard things to me. They're being rashes L'Kharif, L'Gadiv. They're always cursing me and humiliating me. And I have some dirt on them, and I can easily just call the police and take care of them. So what should I do? Should I call the police and get rid of these guys? Because they're really, really being troublesome to me. So Sirtut v'kasavlei. So Rabbi Lazar sent back a message with Sirtut. When do you write Sirtut? When do you make a line? When you're writing Pesukim, when you're writing Kisvei HaKodesh. So he's Mesartit, and he wrote for him. He just said a Pasuk to him. Amarti, Pasuk says, Amarti eshmera drachai mechato vilshoni eshmera lefi machsom ba'od rasha lenegdi. That I'm going to be careful, lefi machsom, I'm going to muzzle my mouth when there's a rasha lenegdi, when there's a rasha who's bothering me. So, afal pisha, rasha lenegdi, even though there's a rasha standing up against me, eshmera lefi machsom, I'm still going to have a machsom lepi. I'm still going to watch my mouth and make sure that I don't say anything. Shalach Lei, so he sent back to him, I get it, I understand, Rabbi Lazar, that in general we're not supposed to do this kind of thing, but Morukva sent back and he said, I don't know if you understand what these people are doing. They're really, really bothering me. I don't think I could stand it. I don't know how I'm going to live. They're making my life unlivable. So Shalach Lei, so he said, it's interesting, a follow-up question. It wasn't just Das Teira Gezot, so I'm done. That was what the Das Teira of Rabbi Lazar says, so I accept. Maybe the Das Torah didn't understand exactly what the question was. So you had to explain more clearly. No, you don't understand. They're making my life mamish unlivable. What am I supposed to do? So Shalach Lei, Dom La Hashem v'hischolelo. What does that pasuk mean? Dom La Hashem, what? Yeah, be silent. Dom is be silent. Dom La Hashem v'hu yapilem lecha chalalim chalalim. What's yapilem chalalim chalalim? He will make them like carcasses. He will, Akadosh Baruch will take care of them. Meaning God will take care of these people. But you are supposed to have a heroic kind of silence. You're supposed to be from those who are ne'elovin ve'in ma'alivin, who are humiliated, but don't humiliate back. Who are ma'avir al midosav, like the Gemara in Shabbos says. That kol ha'mavir lo al midosav, ma'avir lo al kol p'sha'av. Akadosh Baruch will forgive your sins when you're willing to take a beating a little bit, and not a physical bleeding, but we're willing to take a verbal abuse a little bit and not let it affect you. Yeah, kid.
Is this the same thing that like abuse is, like what's going on or anything? Not telling them?
No. First of all, the government authorities are different than the government authorities now. You know, they'll behead you if you say that the king isn't the greatest guy ever. And also, the way they treated Jews was not the same way they treated Gentiles. One of the ways Rav Schechter always, his geder of what's called a just and fair system that he always uses, is if these, even though it may seem unduly harsh at certain points, but as long as it's equally unduly harsh to Jews and non-Jews, then that would be considered a fair system. Also, this isn't a situation where there was a predator out. This was people would annoy Marukva. They would tell him, "You're a jerk. You're a lowlife. You're this." Okay, so let him call me a jerk and a lowlife. You know, I'll get over it. I'll be fine. That's a little different than sexual predators or something like that. I don't think we should be medayik anything from this Gemara about that. So he said, Hashem will take care of it. Hashkim v'hari v'alei on the Beis HaMedrash v'ein kolim me'alein. All you need to do is you connect to God. You go to the Beis HaMedrash morning and evening. They're gonna be gone on their own. Hadavar yatsum pi Rav Lazar v'nasnu l'gneva b'kolar. And the Rav Lazar said this, and as soon as it happened, they put Gneva, who was the guy who was causing all the trouble, in chains, and he was being taken out to be killed by the Malchus through no doing of Marukva. It just happened. Marukva went to the Beis Medrash, and sure enough, they caught this guy. Sholchel Marukva Zimra Minolan Da'asir. They sent a message to Marukva. How do you know that Zemer, that singing, Rashi says, L'shorer b'beis ha'mishta'os, singing in houses of drinking, in party houses, in bars, how do you know that it's Asr? Karaoke night at the bar. How do you know that it's Asr to have karaoke night at the bar? So Sirtet v'kasav l'hu, so Marukva, there's a new story, right? Nothing to do with the previous one, seemingly. So it's just the same guy, Marukva. So Marukva was Mesartet again. He made the scratches on the page to write a pasuk, and he wrote, Al tismach Yisrael el gil ba'amin. So the Jews should not celebrate with rejoicing amongst the nations. So says Mar v'lishlach lehu mehacha. Why didn't he send the following pasuk? Bishir lo yishto yayin yemer sheikh l'shosav. Why didn't he say the pasuk that seems to be a much more direct pasuk that you shouldn't drink wine with singing? So it sounds like the isser of music bizman hazeh is an issue of music accompanied by drinking. That's a combination that we frown upon. Music and drinking together. So what?
Like a party.
So says Gemara, Ime Ahu, why didn't he send that pasuk? Because if it was just that pasuk, Hava Amin Hanimili Zimra Demana, Avo Depuma Shari. I would have thought that only means musical instruments, but singing is okay. Kamashulam therefore comes to tell me singing is not okay. So what's going on over here? What kind of singing is okay? Not okay. Very important Tosos over here. Zimra Minalan Diyasr says Tosos, Pierce Bekuntris Lashar, Besam Shtos, Chain Mashem, Mitkamar, Velishach, Lemehach, Beshuli, Yishtu Yayin. Uperek Basu de Sota Tanan. The Gemara says at the end of Sota, Mishnah says, Misha Batel Sanhedrin Batel Shir Bebeis HaMashtaos. Once the Sanhedrin was Batel and the Golus was really getting underway, so then from that point forward, we weren't allowed to sing in the houses of drinking. Shnemer Bishir Lo Yishto Yayin. V'roi Lahachmir B'Keyotzi Deu B'Yerushalmi Davakayim Udamach B'Zimra Shemes Anig B'Yoser. However, and it's right to be machmir, we should be extra, strict about the kind of singing that involves a certain level of enjoyment after the Churban HaBayis, we should stay away from. Vishir shel mitzvah shari, kigon, ishas chuppa, sholson, samei chasen, bekala. Don't we drink and dance and sing at weddings with instruments, without instruments, everything, right? So why is that okay? Says Tosus, shir shel mitzvah is okay. Now, does that mean only at weddings? So what did Tosus say? Kigon, like at weddings. But that's not the only shir shel mitzvah. If there's another shir shel mitzvah, so that also would be permissible. So that's the big heter of the Jewish music industry, is that it's shir shel mitzvah because it helps everyone be inspired. You have to really be honest. Is it inspiring or is it just just an outlet? And is the music really Jewish music or is the music whatever? You have to. Even the Jewish music, is it really Jewish music? I'm saying. You have to, just because the guy who sings has a beard, it doesn't necessarily mean that the music is Jewish music. So, no, I'm not talking about Matzio. I happen to love Matzio. I think his music is very spiritual. I'm talking about whatever. Okay, I'm not going to get. Okay. Yeah.
Just like a quick thing for connection reasons, because the above case, it's convenient to bring the same another case with Maruk, but especially when he's probably happy about what just happened to these people that got chained. So to go bring the story about how do you know you're not supposed to go drink and sing and rejoice?
Okay, very good. That could be the smichus, that Marukva had to be reminded that you don't rejoice.
Right.
Similar to the Gemara in Brachos, what is it, Daf Yud or so? The Gemara in Brachos to Rav Meir, when there were these guys who were up to no good in his neighborhood, and he had all sorts of... sorry, I can't help myself. And he had all sorts of trouble with them, and he started davening that they should die. And Bruria had to correct him and said, no, that's not what we do. We don't daven they should die. We daven that they should do tshuva, that they should stop doing sins, not they should die. So a person sometimes feels like he should celebrate the downfall of his enemy. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara Vayter now. About five lines before the lines get wide. I'm a little from the Barnas and Rav Ashi. Ma'idichsiv kina v'dimona ve'ad oda. What does the pasuk mean when it says kina u'dimona ve'ad oda? These are different types of instruments, I think. So Amar Lei, mas vasa de Eretz Yisrael kachashiv. It's listing off the towns of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Lei, atu anolei adam de mas vasa de Eretz Yisrael kachashiv. Is that what we're really asking? We didn't know that these are towns of Eretz Yisrael. El rav gevia me'argiza amar bataima. Kol sheyesh lo kina al chaveru v'domeim shochin adead osalo din. So he says, no, these towns, it's not just the name of towns. The names themselves are supposed to carry a message.
Anybody driving a Accord this morning, license plate FAN6671. Car seat in the back, lady shoes in the front.
Now no one's going to fess up. Okay.
So Exodus items, yes, sir.
You did?
Mazel tov, mazel tov in the graduation. Much nachas. Okay, so he said that the way to what?
I'm going with my car.
Oh, is it really yours? The way that we understand the pasuk is that these words are actually a message. The words are actually telling us a message of some sort. It's not just a list of places. It's saying, what's the first word in the pasuk that we just quoted? Kina, then Dimona, then Adada. So we're saying, Kol sheyesh lo kina al chaveiro, that's kina. Kina, anyone who's jealous of his friend, vidomeim, and that's Dimona, and he's silent about it. Shochin adayad osalodin. That's adada. The adayad, the one who's shochin adayad, the ribono shalom, will make a din for him. So Kodesh Baruch will fight your battles for you. Amalei elamayata tzikle gumadmana v'sansana hachinami. So he says, okay, so let's go weiter in the pasuk. Pasuk says tzikla gumadmana and sansana. So what do you do with those pasukim in Yoshua, where it lists off the different places in Eretz Yisrael where the Jewish people conquered? So Amalei iava Rav Gavia mibe'ar giza hacha hava amar bataima. It's too bad Rav Gavia mibe'ar giza is not here, because he's really good at this. He knows how to give pshatim in like the name of every place and how it really means something. Ravachim bechaza amar bahachi. Ravachim bechaza said, I'll give it a try, and he said that maybe you can understand it like this. Kol mi sheyesh lo tzaakas legima al chaveiro v'domeim. Anyone who has a complaint about his livelihood on his friend, that his friend is causing him to lose money, whatever it is, Rashi says, shegozel mimenu v'yorid l'chayiv l'shari mizonosav, that this guy is putting me out of business, he's stealing from me, he's competing unfairly with me, you know, those kinds of tainas, that's tzikleg. Tzaakas legima. Tzikleg was the first one. Umadmana, and his domain is silent. So what's the next word? Visansana. Shochin bisneh osalo din. The one who resides in the sneh will make din. Who's the one that resides in the sneh? Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu mitoch hasneh. Amar Reish Gus l'Rav Huna, Kalila minalan diaser. How do I know that crowns are aser? Rashi points out, Ayos na taras l'chasanim, yeshal zav, v'kesef tzvuos umtsuyaros, v'gafras umelech shakarin nail v'yeshal verd v'hadas. So they used to make crowns for chasanim. When people get married, the chasan would wear, chasan domen l'melech used to have a little more of a mashmaz to it, when the chasan would wear a gold or a silver crown, or sometimes just made out of flowers, a little effeminate, but you know, he would wear a crown made out of whatever. So what?
Like
the Romans, exactly, or like the people from the Maccabees video. So so how do I know that it's Aser? I guess that's what they were going for, or the Greeks. Okay, how do I know that it's Aser? So says Gemara, Amalei Midrabanan. It's a din Drabanan that a chassan is not allowed to wear a crown. Ditznan b'pulmus shel Aspasianus gozra la toros chassan v'ala irus. Before Titus came and attacked, in the gathering of Aspasianus, they made a gzeira that a Taurus Chasanim, that you're not allowed to wear a Taurus Chasanim, and on an Irus. What's an Irus? Rashi says, Mfarish Pregbasu de Sota, Tavlu Dechad Puma, Vuzuk HaMekashkesh. It's some type of bell that would ring, I guess, some celebratory thing that people would wear. So, Adahachi, Kam Rav Huna La Afnuye. So while this was happening, Rav Huna got up to go to the bathroom. I don't know. Amalei Rav Chista, Kroksiv, Ko Amar Shalakim Aser HaMetznefes V'Harim HaTara, Zos, Lo Zos, what's the pasuk? Let's read it from the Ko Amar Shalakim Hasir HaMetznefes V'Harim HaTara, Zos, Lo Zos, Hashafala, Hagbeya V'Hagavoa Hashpil. Okay, V'Chi Ma'inyin Metznefes Eitzel HaTara. Why does it mention the Metznefes in a conversation about Natara? Elolom Elecha, Bizman Shemetznefes, Brosh Kohen Gadol, what's a Metznefes? Important concept. The hat that the Kohen Gadol would wear. So when the Mitznefes is on the head of the Kohen Gadol, it's an important concept. Atara Barosh Kaladam. That's when other people are allowed to wear crowns. Nistalka Mitznefes Mirosh Kohen Gadol. But once the Mitznefes is off of the head of the Kohen Gadol, Nistalka Atara Mirosh Kaladam. So then other people are not allowed to wear crowns anymore. Adahachi. Also, Rav Huna Ashkechinu Davi Yasvi. So when that Rav Huna came back and he saw Amalei Halukim Midrabanan, he says, "What are you talking about? This is all din Midrabanan." So when he came back to the conversation, Elachista Shimcha v'chasda in Milach. But your name is Chista, and that which you say is Chesed. What in the world is going on? Look at Rashi. Rav Chista. Talmido shel Rav Huna hava. He was Rav Huna's talmid. V'loya meshiv befanav, and he wouldn't respond anything. V'chikam Rav Huna amalei Rav Chista l'reish galusa kruksiv. When Rav Huna got up, that's when Rav Chista said that it's a pasuk. Meaning, Rav Huna said it's Rabbanan. Then Rav Huna goes out to go to the bathroom, and all of a sudden Rav Chista starts talking, and Rav Chista says, by the way, there's a pasuk, this pasuk of Ko'amar Hashem Elokim, this pasuk in Yecheskel, Perichav Aleph, right, that indicates that you're not allowed to wear crowns after the downfall of the Beis HaMikdash, after there's no Kohen Gadol of Mitznefes. Then Rav Huna comes back, and he sees they're darshaning it from a pasuk. He says, nah, I told you it's Midrabbanan, it's all Midrabbanan. But that's a nice drasha, meaning it's a very nice asmachta from the pasuk. Chista shmecha, your name is Chista, and your words are words of chesed. Your words are very pleasing, just like a bal chesed normally is very pleasing to other people. You know, it's something that when you see a bal chesed, just makes you feel good. It's like warms the heart a little bit. So everything you say, Rav Chista, it's like heartwarming. Ravina Ashke the Marbar Avashi, Dava Gadil Kalila the Barte. Ravina saw that Marbar Avashi was preparing for his daughter's wedding, and he was preparing a crown for his daughter's wedding. Don't you hold to the drasha of the pasuk in Yecheskel that once we don't have a Kohen Gadol wearing mitznefes, you're not supposed to have crowns anymore? Amalei dumyu the Kohen Gadol begavri avol benashi lo. What does the pasuk tell us? That when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing a mitznefes, other people shouldn't be wearing a crown. Meaning other people who are like the Kohen Gadol in that they are male. The whole Isser is only for a male to wear a crown. But for a female, for a kala, it should be totally fine. So what would be the problem? My zos lo zos. What does the pasuk mean when it says zos lo zos? That's part of that pasuk in Yecheskel. Darsh Ravira zimra namle mishmeid ravami, zimra namle mishmeid ravasi. So Ravira darshan, sometimes in the name of Ravami and sometimes in the name of Ravasi, you could see how those names would get confused for each other. It's one letter off, right? So Bishah Shamra Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Haserem Mitznefes, Varema Atara, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael that as soon as the Kohen Gadol is no longer wearing the Mitznefes, we have to remove the Atara from our heads. Amru Malachi Asharis Tnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Zos Lan Yisrael Shekdimu Lefenecha B'Sinai, Nasa L'Nishma, you're doing this to the Jewish people who proclaimed with great emunah at Har Sinai, Nasa V'Nishma, what are you doing? Not nice, Hashem, they were so loyal to you, they were so great to you. How could you put them in galus? Amalehen lo zoslan Yisrael sheshbilu asagva vigbilu asashofel v'amidu tselem beheichal. Hashem says, what? Should I not do this to the people who put a tselem in the heichal? Who put avodah zarah in my Beis HaMikdash? So the Malachim were trying to bring up the good times for the Jewish people. We said Nasa, they said Nasa v'nishma. How zos? You're going to put them into galus? He said, lo zos? Can I not put them into galus? Look what they did when I gave them a Beis HaMikdash. Is it tselem beheichal? What am I supposed to do? Period. Well, how would you title this Amud so far? If you had to give a topic of the Amud, what's the topic? Agadita. Okay, but what were the main points of Agadita that we had? We had Matil Eime Yisera, right?
Wine.
We had singing, music and wine.
Well, we also had where
you should be quiet when someone insults you or when someone attacks you. And wearing a crown on your head, right? Those are the topics that we've had. Okay. Darsh Rav Avira, Zimne Namalei Mishmei De Ravami, Zimne Namalei Mishmei De Ravasi. Rav Avira Darshan, and sometimes he would say this name of Ravami, sometimes the name of Ravasi. May Dichsiv Kom Hashem, Im Shleimim Chin Rabim, V'chein Nagozu Va'avar. What does the pasuk mean when it says this? It means as follows. Im Roa Adam Shemezonosav Mitzumtzamin, Yasa Mehen Tzedakah, V'kolshken K'shem Rubin. If a person sees that he doesn't have that much, he doesn't have that much food, he's really struggling to get by, he should do as much tzedakah as he can with what he has, and then kal v'chomer, someone who has a lot, should do as much tzedakah as he can. This probably relates to a little bit the Gemara says in Maseches Basra, melach mamon chaser, that if you want to preserve money and you want to make sure you still have money, so chaser, the best way to do that is by Gemara Ksuvus also in the seventh parak, is by getting rid of some of the money by giving tzedakah, and that's the ultimate preservative for money, because klapei shemaya, Hashem will look at that and say, that's a person who deserves money, he knows what to do with the money, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give continued bracha. So my nagozu va'avar, what does the pasuk mean when it says nagozu va'avar? So Talmid Be'er Rabbi Shmuel kol agozes min nechasa v'osman tzedakah nitzel midin shagahanim. Anyone who shears off gozes from his nechasim, from his possessions, and makes tzedakah, gives tzedakah with it, is going to be saved from the din of Gehenim. Mashal shei rechelo, show you overos b'mayim. It's like two sheep that go through the water. Achas gezuza, v'yachas eina gezuza. One is already shorn, and one is not shorn. Gezuza avra, v'sheinu gezuza lo avra. The one that's shorn is going to get through without a problem. The one that hasn't been shorn is going to be so weighed down by wet wool that's growing from his body, he's just going to drown. He's going to drown under the weight of the wet wool. So if we want to come through on the other side alive, we need to be gozeis min nechasim. We need to sometimes shear off a little of our nechasim and give it to other people. There's a lot of mussar so far in the first parak of Gittin. V'inisicha, Pazel then goes on and says, V'inisicha, Amar Marzutra afilu ani amisparis min tzedakah, ya'ase tzedakah. Unbelievable. Even if a person is an ani who relies on tzedakah himself, he should do some sort of tzedakah. I have a note in the side of my Gemara from the Shach in Yardei Reshmem Ches, Sivkat Nir Aleph, for Yerav, I can't see, that's only if he has at least Kedei Parnasasa, if he has enough to survive. But if he doesn't have enough to survive, it's ridiculous for him to give tzedakah. What's he going to do then? So the Taz in Tafrei Sadi Dalit says that he has to give Matanos Levyonim, and just like Dalit Kosos, as opposed to other tzedakah, where he's only chayiv if Pamachas Peshana. So the Taz says, yeah, he should do at least. And this I always tell guys right after they get married, a lot of times, young couples, they're being supported by their parents. So that's an ani amaspanis min tzedakah. The parents are under no obligation to support them, right? But they're being kind and supporting them. So while they're going to law school or medical school or smicha, whatever it is that they're doing, it's the parents are often supporting them until they could get on their feet. So they're ani amaspanis min tzedakah. So they often ask, do I give maisu money? Do I have to give my parents are giving me whatever it is, $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month. Do I have to give meiser from that? So the halach is obviously not. You don't give meiser money when you're being misparnis when it's dug. Your parents, this is their meiser money. You know, they're supporting you. So, but I always tell them, very important, and this is the halacha, that you shouldn't forget what it's like to give tzedakah. A little bit. You should always give a little bit. And I always tell them, if you're taking all your money from your parents, you have to speak to them about this first and get clearance on it. Most of the time, parents who are supporting a child will appreciate the value of the child giving some money to tzedakah. Not a lot. Something. You shouldn't forget what it's like to give, because one day they're going to graduate law school, they're going to graduate medical school, they're going to graduate smicha, and when they graduate smicha, they're going to be very, very rich, and then they're going to have to remember what it's like to give tzedakah. And if they don't remember what it's like, there's a tendency to just remain somewhat stingy. Lo en cha'od, the pasuk goes on to say, Tanya Rav Yosef, shuv ein marin lo simanei anius. Then a person is not going to see simanim of anius anymore, simanim of what it's like to be poor. Okay, that's the Agadah to Gemara, I think, for today's daf. Rav Yehuda Omer, me rekem le mizrach, right? This is still from the Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, right? What did Rav Yehuda say? Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah, me rekem le mizrach, me rekem ki mizrach. He gave the borders. He said, from rekem to the east, and rekem is like the east, in regards to what's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. So, and he went on to give the other boundaries. He said, Ashkelon l'darom, Ashkelon is kidarom, me achol l'tzafon, and achol is kitzafon. It's like the northern, it's like the north. It's considered already beyond the boundary. So says Gemara, l'meimer d'achol l'tzafon at Eretz Yisrael kaima. Is that true? Is achol really up north? Is it to the north of Eretz Yisrael or Reminu? I'll ask a stira. Hayimahalich, may achol l'chziv, if a person was going from achol to chziv, miyamino l'mizrach haderech t'meya, Mishum Eretz Ha'amim, Upturim Min HaMaiser. On his right side, the eastern side of the road, what does that mean? If the east is to the right, what direction are you going in? North, right? If the east, on old map, you can't say up, because in our maps, north is up, but on old maps, east used to be up. If you look at it old, and if
that's
you...
Torah,
yeah, yeah. If you look in Rashi on Chumash, and the way he describes many Pesukim in Chumash, and really throughout Chazal also, they always view east as up. And it's not just them, it's in secular maps also. If you look at maps from the 15th century, from the 16th century, you have like that east is considered is up.
Why in the Gemara is west up?
In the Gemara, what do you mean west is up? Where? Oh, they have a picture. I don't know.
Yeah, that's just the picture. Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it fit the page best. So if you're going on the... So what are you doing? You're going from Acho to Chziv, and you're teetering on the border of what's still Eretz Yisrael, what's not Eretz Yisrael. But you're going Acho to Chziv, and east is on your right. That means you're heading north. So you're going past Acho to the north. And yet in our Mishnah, what did it say? That Acho is the extreme northern border. That nothing north of Acho is considered Eretz Yisrael. Well, what's going on here? You're going from Acho to Chziv. On the right is the Mizrach. So the road on your right is Tamei Mishum Eretz Amim, is Tamei like Chutz Laretz. Chutz Laretz is considered to be Tamei. That's why the Gemara says that a Kohen is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz because they were Gozer Tuma on all of Eretz Amim. So it's a big kasha why we're not so makbid about that anymore. Upturim in a Meiser, and it's Pater from Meiser. Anything that grows there is Pater from Meiser. Umin Ashviyas and from Shemitah. Unless you know that it's chayiv, unless you have some sort of knowledge that, as Rashi says, kolomar li olam cheskas yimina derek meyachav erchziv eretz ha'amim elim kain tavol l'makom sheyomer l'chabaki kana derek mesakim v'nichnas l'toch eretz yisrael k'tas. Until someone could come and tell you, you could assume it's eretz ha'amim, unless someone who's an expert in surveying the land of Israel and exactly where it goes and where it doesn't go could tell you there's actually a strip of Eretz Yisrael that enters into this area. Unless someone tells you that, you assume it's eretz ha'amim. Mismol lo lemarav, on your left side to the west, lemarav haderech tahora mishum eretz ha'amim, it's tar mishum eretz ha'amim, meaning he has din of eretz Yisrael, the chayavus b'meiser ubeshvius, and it's chayav b'meiser and a shmita. Unless you know for sure that it's pater. Ad heichan, until when? Till when does this strange phenomenon of one side being Eretz Ha'amim and the other side being Eretz Yisrael continue until? Ad chziv, until you get to chziv. Rav Shlomo Rav Yossi Omer Mishumaviv Ad Lavlovo, until you get to a place called Lavlovo. That's Rav Shlomo Rav Yossi, says the name Rav Yossi. Big fat question mark. What's the question? We said that the extreme upper border is Acho, and yet we're saying you go from Acho to north, wherever, however, far north, you're still teetering on Eretz Yisrael. So it's like, let's just see the answer. Amar Abayi Ritzua Nafka. Yeah, the solid mass of Eretz Yisrael goes only into Lacha. But there is a Ritzua, a small strip of Eretz Yisrael that extends beyond there. So we're not counting that that small strip when we give the borders in the Mishnah. Okay, this question?
Yeah, if going up, right, one side is Chutz-Laretz, one side is Eretz Yisrael, and you're on the eastern border, not on the north. No? If you're on the northern border, then below you would be Eretz Yisrael, and above you.
No, below you for sure is Eretz Yisrael. Right, below Acho is for sure Eretz Yisrael. I'm saying when you're going up, that's what we're saying. A strip of Eretz Yisrael
like
extends up.
No, it's like that.
Yeah, it's like you're on the border of that border of Eretz Yisrael. So like on the left, even though you're going up, it's still on the left that strip, and on the right Acho or something like that.
It goes off to the side. You see the way it has it off on the side over there, I think, right? Acho there's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael should be a little bigger than that. And it's not a perfect square. And then you're going northbound from the left to the right side of your page, right in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. And you see that Ritzua, that little strip where, right, on one side.
So convenient.
Right? The Derech is where you're walking. So on your right side is Eretz Ha'amim, and on your left side is that strip of Eretz Yisrael that extends. Yeah? So says the Gemara, the Yahiv Tana Simanahachi, would the Tana give such a simen? Meaning, why would we be misamein about a single strip of land? Rashi explains, is it chashav enough for us to even mention a single strip of land that extends beyond that? So in Kranami Yav Simana says, yeah, Psukim do the same thing. Dechziv vayomri nechag Hashem b'shilo miyam yami ma'asher mitzvona lebeisel mizrach ha'shemesh lemesila ha'ola mibeisel shichmo minegev lelvona v'amar ha'papal lemizrach ha'shel mesila, means to the right side of the path. So we're saying, the Pasuk's telling us that Shila, which is north of Beisel, right, and it's Mizrach HaShem, what does that mean? The path is Mizrach HaShemesh. Oh, let's follow that chart down there. Right, how does it work? You see the Mesila, Beisel, Shila, so I don't know, what that's also just a strip of land that the Torah is describing. I guess Beisel and Shechem are wider, and that Mesila is just a tiny strip of land. And yet we're still referring to that Mesila, even though it's just a little tiny strip of land. So even the Pesukim will sometimes highlight something that's just nothing more than a little bit of a strip of land. Okay, let's see a little bit further. Tanachada, Hamevi get besvina. Let's say you bring a get on a boat. You give the woman a get on a boat. Right, you know, like they have casinos on boats because it's illegal to gamble. So they go out where it's no man's land, and then it's legal to gamble. So what do you do on a boat that's floating around Eretz Yisrael? Is that, you have to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, or do you not say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam? Guy comes on a boat with a get. Is that count as Eretz Yisrael? Does that not count as Eretz Yisrael? So kimevi barisol is as if you're bringing it in Eretz Yisrael. Look at Rashi. Maybe get besvina shenichtav besvina was written on a boat because salkadaitach ben aharos Eretz Yisrael kamar, and we're assuming it's in the rivers of Eretz Yisrael that it was written on a boat in the rivers of Israel. One second, and then you bring the get from that boat. You don't have to say b'fanei nechtam. V'tani idach kimevi b'chutz laretz. Another brisa says no, that's like bringing it in chutz laretz. It says that the river doesn't have a din of yabasha, it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's no good. So that's a stira between the two brisas. So the Gemara is going to try to resolve this stira. The Gemara is going to have three ways, I think, to resolve this stira, if I could trust my numbers that I wrote in my Gemara years ago. Three ways to resolve this stira. Question?
Didn't we say in our Mishnah that the Mediterranean is like the Western border?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, because we hadn't mentioned the border. And then we
didn't mention
the border. Right. That was the border. But we're talking Stam. You have a river somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. That's the assumption that we're talking about. What? Dry land. So says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, first way to resolve is Lokasha. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbanan. That it's not a stira, it's a machlokas. We have that all the time. One is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and one is the sheet of the Rabbanan. Titnan, afar chutz laretz haba besvina le'eretz, chayiv b'maisu b'shviyas. Dirt of chutz laretz that comes on a boat to Eretz Yisrael and has stuff growing in it is chayiv in maisu b'shviyas, because now it's in Eretz Yisrael, even though the dirt came from chutz laretz. Meaning we're assuming that Rashi says that the boat is made out of pottery, which itself is made out of adama, it's made out of ground. So the boat is considered ground also. And therefore, you don't have to make a hole in the boat in order for it to be considered mechubel lekarka, because if you have dirt on top of ground and the ground touches the ground, then it's all considered directly growing from the ground. As opposed to if you have something in a pot, in a flower pot, you need to put a hole in the bottom in order for it to be considered really mechubar lekarka. So if you have dirt from chutz laretz, it comes on a boat, so Eretz Yisrael, it's chayiv maisim shvi, it's like Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, emasai bizman shasvina gosheshes. That's only if the boat is actually resting on the dry land of Eretz Yisrael. Aval eina svina gosheshes, pater. But if the boat is not on the dry land of Eretz Yisrael, being in the rivers of Israel doesn't do enough. It's still not considered Eretz Yisrael. So what do you see here? Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakam says, being in the rivers of Israel is enough. Anything that's growing in the dirt on that boat is growing in Eretz Yisrael and is all the dinim of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't. Only once the boat rests on the land itself will it have a din of stuff growing in Eretz Yisrael. That was attempt number one to resolve the stira. Number two, Abaye Yamar, Havaha Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone's assuming, like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's considered to be in chutz laretz unless it's sitting on the boat is resting on the land of Eretz Yisrael. V'lo kash, it's still not a stira. Kan bizman shein asvina gosheshes. Kan bizman shein asvina gosheshes. The brisa that said that if you bring a get from a boat, it's like bringing an Eretz Yisrael, was talking about a boat that was sitting on the land in Eretz Yisrael, that was already up on the dry land in Eretz Yisrael. The brisa that said that if you bring a get from a boat, it's like bringing it from chutz laretz, was talking about what? A boat that was in the water, floating in the middle of the water. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Otzitz Nakuv Hamunach Al Gabi Yesedos. Let's say you have a flower pot that has a hole in it, but it's not sitting directly on the ground. You take two pegs, you put it up like this, and then you take the flower pot with the hole in it, and you rest them on top of the others. And there's a hole in the flower pot, here's the ground. So there's airspace between the ground and the hole at the bottom of the flower pot. Is the stuff growing in that flower pot still considered to be connected, to Eretz Yisrael? What's the din? So I'm going to leave my little structure here. So, Atzitz Nakuv Munach Al Gabi Yesedos, Banu L'Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. That's subject to Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Amar Rava, I mean, why is that subject to the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? Because the Rabbanan held, if it's floating in the water, even though it's in the water, it's considered connected to the ground underneath, which is Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's got to be sitting directly on the ground, right? So same thing over here. This is floating up there. Rabbi Yehuda would say, this isn't Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbanan would say, yes, it is. So Amar Rava, Rava says, nah, dilmalohi. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only did not consider that which was in a boat to be part of Eretz Yisrael is because a boat floats, so it moves away. How could you call it connected to the ground? It's in constant motion. It could, levroach literally means to run away. Flower pots typically don't run away. So if they don't, well, my mother just came back from Florida with a dancing flower pot for my daughter. But typically speaking, flower pots don't run away. So if flower pots don't run away, that's why even Rabbi Yehuda would say that would be considered really part of Eretz Yisrael. Inami, a second possible answer, explanation. Ad kan lo kamin Rabbanon hasamel b'sfinu de lamafsek avira. Maybe the Rabbanon would only say the floating boat is considered part of Eretz Yisrael because there's water that connects it to Eretz Yisrael. That there's at least something there that's a connector between the ground on the bottom of the ocean and the boat. But demaya ki aras smichta damya, the water itself is considered an extension of the land. If we were in a puddle, would you say it's not Eretz Yisrael? So water is a big puddle, so it's still connected. Aval atzitz demafsik avira, lo. But when you have a flower pot where there's airspace, there's nothingness in between, so that, the Rabbanan would say, maybe would not be considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So even the Rabbanan maybe are moda in the case of the flower pot. So bottom line is, you can't say that the machlokes are between the Rabbanan about the boat is the same machlokas that you would have by an atzitz that's floating in midair. Because it could be even Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks the floating boat is not Eretz Yisrael, would say the floating flower pot is Eretz Yisrael. And it could be the Rabbanan, who thinks the floating boat is Eretz Yisrael, would say that the floating flower pot is not Eretz Yisrael. A very important point, very important whatchamacallit, concept to know. Four lines from the bottom, atzitz nakuv. That comes up a lot in Shas, in all the Zram Sugyas. Atzitz Nakuv, a flower pot with a hole at the bottom. The hole at the bottom makes the flower pot considered to be connected to the ground underneath it. Okay, that is Gittin Dav Zayin. Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up maybe tomorrow. We'll see. I'll send out a text. We'll see if there's interest for Gittin Dav Ches. And we'll go to the third answer of the steer between these two braces.